Welcome, everybody, to the Energy Collaborative Show. We got a pretty great episode today. We're interviewing Jonathan and Sarah Moscatello.
Can you say that right?
Hi.
From the heat pump store.
The heat pump store.
Glad to be with you guys.
Yeah,
yeah, so thank you.
So, Will, I mean, I can tell you, this whole heat pump thing, it's pretty awesome. I mean, there's this growing popularity of heat pumps, and I'm kind of obsessed with them. As you know, in our past podcasts, that's all I ever talk about, right?
It's literally all we ever talk about. That's why no one listens.
Yeah. Us too.
Yeah. So we are very excited to have you guys here today. How are you guys feeling? Feeling all right? Feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling excited.
Yeah, it's great to be here with people who actually care about heat pumps. Like,
right.
We've bored more of our friends at dinner parties on the subject of heat pumps, near and dear to our heart, but still a kind of mystery out there in the world. Like, why should I care? What is it? And, you know,
what's funny is they may start bored, eyes glazing over, but then by the time we're done, they're kind of into it.
They kind of
geek out.
Because
it's actually kind of cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I find that no one ever asks me. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I never get, hey, what's up with heat pumps
so
at the dinner party?
So you hang with a different crowd.
That's true. None of them, they're like maybe starting to own heat pumps
yes,
now.
Yeah. That's, yep.
So maybe, yeah.
Well, cool. Welcome to the show. And so where did you guys grow up? Where are you from?
Yeah, tell us about.
Tell us about you.
Who's first? Who's Sarah? Sarah, rock, paper, scissors. Or you don't have to do that. It's embarrassing.
All right. I'm going to go first. So I grew up in Portland, actually, Northeast Portland, not far from where we are
from
right
here.
Now.
Dang, a local.
So, yeah, I'm a local.
And how do you feel about that light roasted coffee?
Oh, my God.
Let's not get into that,
I'm
dude.
Just saying.
Just
I'm a dark roast person.
Give me a dark roast.
Thank you.
Every time. Yeah.
Right there with you. Sorry. Yep.
No.
Yuck.
So, yeah, this has been my home forever. My family's here. I love Portland. Very familiar with the climate of Portland.
Oh yeah, political and or otherwise.
Absolutely.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yep.
Lots
this
of climate zones.
So
yeah.
That's right. So yeah, boring, but that's my background.
What are your passions? What are your hobbies? What do you do besides heat pumps?
Well, we've got three boys. So of course, you know, when you have kids, that takes up a lot of your time. Two of them are now just recently out of the house. So that's. Ooh.
Kicked them out, huh?
Kicked them out.
Finally got
done
with
them. Tried to rope them into heat pumps. Mm-hmm. They thought they wanted to try their hand at other things for a little while. We'll see.
I'm an artist,
back.
Mom.
Exactly.
I don't believe in them heat pumps.
Exactly.
That's for y'all.
I want to open another yoga Pilates studio.
I think they saw us slave away in a small business enough that they're like, yeah, no, I think we'll pass on that. So that's really freed up a lot of our time. And we're just kind of now figuring out, oh, yeah, what do we like to do after we've got that time freed up? I love sport, any type of sport. So watching, doing, love.
Nice.
Swimming is my personal sort of passion.
Really?
Low impact.
Yes.
That's
man,
so good.
I'm
a terrible
my
swimmer.
Girlfriend. She's
she's a swimmer?
Oh, yeah. She's like a triathlete kind of thing. Yeah.
That's my dream is to get into that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. She's got a bike if you want it. We'll
talk
later.
All right. We'll talk.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you. Is that like your ideal sport, swimming?
It is. Yeah. It's my happy place because it's sort of the meditational aspect of it. You know, nobody can get to me when my head's underwater. I'm in a pool.
That's right.
No phone ringing.
Nice.
There's none of that. It's just me and my thoughts. I can't even have a podcast, you know,
right.
I can't process anything other than what's in my own head. And
yes.
I think that's really relaxing and so rare in our day to day life.
It's like a meditation, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you're exercising.
So yeah.
Endorphins are coming in. It's awesome.
Exactly.
Is butterfly your preferred stroke?
Oh, butterfly.
What a terrible stroke.
It
freestyle?
Is a horror freestyle.
You know what mine
it's
is?
All freestyle.
Mine's the doggy paddle.
Awesome. I'm doggy
best
paddling.
Stroke out there.
I bet you're really cute doing that little doggy. Yeah. I love it. I can totally picture it. I like it.
Jonathan, let's talk to you a little bit. So you guys are partners together for life and heat pump
Absolutely.
And everything else.
Absolutely.
Pressure's on. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Sarah and I met in the heating and cooling industry. Mm-hmm. We met on the job. She was like the young outside saleswoman and a female in our industry, which is like rare at that time, less so today. And I was working for a little manufacturer of air quality testing equipment called Air Advice, which is still here in Portland, still working, still going.
Talk about that.
Shout out.
And so, we met and we hit it off, and it's been who'd have
thought you could find love at Salem Heating and Sheet Metal?
Yeah, things were heating up.
Exactly.
Things were heating up.
All right.
Things were heating up at the steel plant.
Right. But I grew up in middle of New Jersey on a little hobby farm.
What part of Jersey? Like, what exit? What exit, huh? Hey, Jimmy, what exit you are?
Well, we were between the parkway and the turnpike, so I never know what to say.
You don't know what to say.
No, like Cranberry, exit 9.
I know exactly where that is.
Yes. My own New Jersey's.
I know. Jeez. It's crazy. So I went to school, studied agriculture. All my 20s was spent working in agriculture. Mm-hmm. I moved to Portland when I left farm working and worked for an organization that was based here. But then, it was a nonprofit organization. We lost all of our funding when the dot-com bubble burst. And then I wound up in heating and cooling. But during the pandemic, I started farming again.
Oh, nice.
So on a friend's farm out in Colton. Just a small vegetable, truck farm. So
that's cool.
That's kind of my passion hobby. But
I'm a little jealous about that. Yeah, we got a little one, which you get. We have some amazing tomatoes, man. I have a picture of me as tomato.
Oh my god!
This big.
Really?
Wow, yeah.
I don't know what we did.
Yeah, it's
and did it taste good too?
Amazing. It reminded me of the Jersey tomatoes.
Wow. See, he was cutting them up in chunks, and
slices, like beef steak.
That's
it was
awesome.
Crazy.
In fact, you know what I did? I digress for a minute. I actually took those seeds because they were so good, and I did this crazy process where you ferment the seeds and then rinse them, and then you might know as an agriculture person, and then you dry them, and then you put them in a jar, and I have some. Some of these amazing tomato seeds.
Yeah, I'm
interested.
Think
we better do it.
They're probably genetically modified by Monsanto or something.
Seriously, they were
they're amazing.
Mutant tomatoes. They're just ginormous.
That's cool.
Anyway, so yeah, so cool. Well, you know, we're just excited to have you guys here. And, you know, as passionate energy people, Will and I and the Energy Collaborative, we look for partners and people that are smart, that care about the environment, that care about large tomatoes. You know, I want to make a difference. And the Heat Pump Store has got a lot of great reviews. I mean, I remember reading it's amazing. You guys are doing the customer part is doing really well. And that I think is the key. I mean, because we talked to a lot of contractors and man, who was it that said, one of the U.S. Department of Energy guys I used to work with said, man, 90% of the contractors out there are terrible.
Oh, well, that's construction. You want to know something funny? So last night, actually this morning, I was doing pull-ups in my house and I live in a rental.
Yay
for pull-ups. I like
that. That's right. You got to. And I look outside and I see this. You guys did it in my house.
Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, that makes me so happy.
Installed in his own house.
Yeah, that's right. It's on the other side of the duplex, which is a bummer. And we have a crappy gas AC combo. But on the other side, they are loving that.
They're having the best life ever.
I bet they are.
Us, we're freezing in our crappy, this needs a service call. But,
you know, Sarah's modest about the heat pump store, but she's installed in over 20,000 homes.
That's incredible.
That's
a lot of phone calls.
It is a lot of phone calls. But I will say my passion with the heat pump store is about the customer experience. So, and that's why I was a little bit hesitant to talk to you guys because I am not a super energy geek. I have a lot of super energy geeks on my staff who help advise me and help me do the right things, select the right technologies, do it the right way. But that's not my expertise. I am all about our customer experience. That's what drives me.
I think that says a lot, you know, absolutely. And there's plenty of us geeks around.
Thank God. Thank God we need you.
Yeah. But sometimes it's
we
not
need leaders like you.
We're boring, you know.
Just tell me what to do.
So what do you really focus on the customer experience side? So these folks went with you and I know they had a great experience, but I didn't really talk to them. I was just I saw the crew or whatever. Like what's something that you stress on your crew, stress on your on your staff or it's your motto of what should the customer feel like or something?
I think first of all, I think we have to remember, as people that are in this industry, in this world, we think about this stuff all the time. For many people, they're only going to buy one, two heating systems, you know,
in their
mm-hmm. lifetime. And so a lot of the times there's a lot of fear, anxiety around it. And then there's the whole thing of, gosh, contractors take advantage of people. Mm-hmm. They are going to mm-hmm. try to get me to buy stuff I don't need.
That's right.
And so that's always been a huge part of us, is just being educational. And we tell people, and I mean this genuinely, you know, if you let us give you information, if you don't buy from us, that's okay. Just make sure you buy a heat pump.
Okay.
And that's truly how we feel about that, is we feel sort of evangelists for the technology, because mm-hmm. we see how it changes how people live. So, you know, in terms of the energy savings and all of that, that is, of course, wonderful. And, you know, we are 100% committed to that and to the environment. But for me, there's nothing better than having, you know, the little old lady who hasn't been turning on her heat because she can't afford it, who now is heating her house.
She's comfortable.
And she's comfortable for the first time in years,
right,
you know,
right.
Or that person who says, gosh, you know, we put in a heat pump right before my husband got sick. We were able to bring him home and have hospice at home because we had air conditioning now.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. those are the things that for me make it worth it.
Right.
You know, absolutely. Make it make sense and make it worth the years. You know, for us with our company, you know, it's been years of time of like, okay, let's do a second mortgage on the house. Let's borrow money from this family member. Let's do this. You know, it's been a real mm-hmm. slog.
I bet it's not
been lucrative from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And we both left, you know, corporate jobs,
right,
because we wanted to make something for ourselves, and we
right.
wanted to do something ourselves. And, you know, there were many years where it felt like, is this worth it? Because, you know, the money wasn't there.
Sure.
But you have enough of those experiences where genuinely people, you're changing people's lives.
Right.
And it's like, oh yeah, no, this is cool. This is really, really
Bravo.
Cool. So
that was really well said. That was.
And so I think I try to make sure our staff, you know, we're all kind of on the same page with that. That's why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
people don't stay if they're not on board with that. They self-select out of the heat pump store pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not a traditional heating company. We're not bottom line driven, and we're not mm-hmm. like technically fierce, like, and all of those very kind of bravado contracting ethics that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're about this technology. We're the experts and the pros. It's all we do.
It's the name of your company.
Yeah.
And I thought that I really like that.
Very smart.
Yeah. And we do it for the customer and the utility that serves them. So
yeah.
We
and
have two customers.
And I'll tell you, it's funny
because we've
been in 1,000 homes and the stuff we see in people's houses. And one of my favorite thing to talk about is how I will go into a house that just spent $12,000-$14,000 mm-hmm. on a brand new 13 SEER AC unit and a brand new 95% efficiency furnace, and they're sucking more than natural gas, which okay, that's what they do, but they spend all this money, and their delivery system, it's the contractor never even looked at it.
Yep.
They didn't even look at the ducts. They didn't even like pay it's like, so like, there's the heat's not even, or the cool's not even getting ready to go. And they spend all this money and they call me because like, hey, you're a consultant. Let's figure out what's going on. I'm like, well, your ducts are
and
not connected.
And that's so common up here.
Like, yeah.
I didn't notice that. Well, like in the South, a lot of the homes are a lot newer, just
mm-hmm.
like 70s, 80s, 90s kind of housing stock. And then now new 2000s. Up here, it's way older, like 30s, 40s, 50s, 20s, 1910. Like y'all live 100. This is a 100-year-old house. So, you know, you're going to attach a brand new heat pump to 100-year-old ducts,
and
like, what are you doing?
This is a huge motivator for us and the people who originally started the heat pump store. We weren't the founders, but in older homes, you inherit the ductwork system later in life. And we wanted to always do a technically strong job on applying heat pumps. I had contracting experience where I was putting in heat pumps all the time on centrally ducted systems. Once we learned about ductless and then truly how to apply it in the house, because it's a very different approach, it was like, now we don't have to deal with these undesirable or deficient ductwork systems that we inherited. Let's just abandon them in place and move on. And, you know, that was the original motivation for us as well, is that it just simply provided people more comfort for less, ultimately less money.
I think so.
More comfort for less money is our tag, has been our tagline at times at the Heat Pump
Store. Absolutely. And I always like to say, what do I always say, Will?
I'm living the dream. Well,
that's what I say too.
Says, living the dream.
Sometimes he says it sarcastically, so I don't really know. Jonathan, how are you? I'm living the dream. Depends
on the day, right? Well, I do say all that too, but what I also say is, hey, people,
don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Buy a heat pump.
Buy a heat pump. And then the other part is, hey, people, a heat pump is also an air conditioner.
Right.
An air conditioner is also a heat pump. It's like the same thing. They just reverse. So just clarifying that out to the world, to our 80 million listeners.
That's our goal. So I guess, and we'll get into maybe a labor discussion for a second, but like, it is a misnomer. What's going on with the heat pump? Like, it does pump heat, but like, what do you think you should call it? You know, what's the right name for the heat pump?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, are you thinking?
So funny. Yeah. I'm thinking,
tell them.
We talk about the same stuff. It's so crazy. I have a brief memory of standing outside on a sweltering day at one of the many county fairs that we sat at with a booth talking about heat pumps, and you know, this big sign, heat pumps, and it's like 100 degrees outside, and people just look at us and give us dirty looks. Exactly, because they're like, why would I want that? But so along those lines, we spend a lot of time talking about what they should actually be called.
So what do you got?
Our middle son, who's a character, he's just that kind of kid. When he was like 6 or 7, something like that, he's like, you should call him a comfort machine. Like,
there we go.
I mean, that is, nice. You know.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It really is.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
We never did it, but, you know.
We're changing
But you're right. I mean, there's still questions every day of, well, is this going to cool too? Is this going to do AC too? I mean, it is.
It pumps heat. What don't you understand?
Thing.
It pumps heat. What don't you understand?
It's just pumping the heat outside on those days.
They're
that
like,
are...
I don't understand how you're pumping heat. What is, heat?
And so, like,
I just tell people it's magic because to me, that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of is, really. Think about it.
All right, what do we got? Oh, this is one I really want to discuss. So I've read a lot about a labor shortage on several different categories, you know, solar panel installer, electrician's a big one now, pretty much all the trades across the modern Western world are experiencing a shortage because everyone in my generation wants to work from home. sorry.
Will, you're young.
That's right. So how are you guys, how are you facing that problem? How would you encourage someone to get into it?
Yeah.
And maybe how do you hold on to people? I don't know, it's a big question, but it's more of like...
No, it's a good question, and you're right. It's a very timely question. A lot of discussion about it right now. You know, I think for us, and I hate to give away our trade secrets, but
we can delete that out.
Edit it out if we need to. But, you know, we're not, there is a small pool of candidates for HVAC contractor, HVAC service tech. And so you got to grow your own. I mean, that for us is you have to find the right person and make them into what you want them to be.
Aptitude and attitude.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. It's like, do you have any mechanical inclination? Well, what does that mean? Well, do you like fixing things? Like, can you tell me about anything you like to do around your house as a kid? Or, you know.
Exactly.
And so you figure out what the questions are to determine if they have that. And then, is this somebody that I want in my house? And is this something I want representing me in somebody else's house? And if those two things are a yes, I mean, you have a huge world of candidates. So I don't really agree with that idea that there's nobody out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, you got to train them. You got to give somebody an opportunity, and you will have the most loyal staff. You will keep people if you give them an opportunity to build something for themselves, to grow and learn and
And the thing that we're an advantage of as a ductless heat pump company is that we can train from scratch. We're not trying to take a person and teach them gas valve piping and all of this.
I think you could do the same thing, though, honestly. It takes a lot longer to
train up that person than for us. Ductless heat pumps were designed for a relatively unskilled install workforce in the developing world. And we identified really early on that this product had these inherent advantages for it. And it's also not as big and heavy.
Right.
And so Sarah has been incredibly effective recently recruiting women into the workforce as a technician and installer. And this hasn't happened in the HVAC industry, in a lot of the construction industry.
It's a bit of an equalizer, I guess, because if it's not a heavy ass machine that you're going to have to, cool. A bigger pool of workers can do this now.
Absolutely.
And it attracts for longer.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, heck, we can start getting some of these little kids out there, seven-year-olds, my daughter.
It's awesome.
I mean,
hey, I'm not going to lie. My boys all have installed heat pumps.
Well, they should.
I mean, absolutely. I did a lot of work.
The grass, take out the trash.
Yeah. Yes.
I built a couple fences under 10, Dad. that's amazing. Yeah. So do you guys have apprentice and journeyman and this? Do you have, it's like a
we
pathway?
Do.
Or?
We do. Yeah, there is a pathway. I mean, it's fairly loosely it's sort of a loose framework, but absolutely, you start as a helper and you work your way through. We're also an electrical contractor, and we have become an apprentice training agent.
Really?
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That'd be awesome to know.
So I think that's going to be exciting too, to be part of that.
Something we thought about for years too, because the electrical work and so many of the new energy efficiency products, not just ductless heat pumps, but others, the electricity installation or the electrical circuit work is important and often as complicated. And so we often thought that it would be great to blend the two, but it's over 10 years of working towards blending, right? When you're out front and leading, and you have a day job of the whirlwind of your contracting, where it's really hard to innovate. And it's taken us 10 years to get to a point where we can sort of realize that vision of blending the two trades. We'll see what happens.
Well, and I think too, as we're looking at some of the opportunities coming up, and the Inflation Reduction Act and what that's going to do, but the, just thinking about our electricians and the electric car chargers and other electric, and the panel upgrades that are going to have to happen.
Absolutely.
Storage.
So it's I want to build my electrical team. And I think the apprenticeship program is going to help with that, because that's a little different. I can't just train, on the electrical side. They have to go through this process to become this structured learning. I can't just, do it myself.
Yeah, they have to be bona fide electrified or electrical.
They have to be electrified.
Yeah, they gotta be electric ninjas, man. Lead
yes,
ninjas.
They do.
They really do.
Certifications and all.
Absolutely. And you guys, in my head, I was like, oh, these panel upgrades. We go into a ton of houses, and I'm so surprised how many of them have 128.
I know.
It's like, what are you doing?
Isn't it crazy?
What loads are you running in this house? Put any toaster in, pop. The whole thing pops. It's crazy. So
it is amazing how many homes, you're right, that we come across. And they're ones that really need a heat pump. They need this, and yet they're the ones that, you're going to have to spend however much money to get a new panel.
Right. It's like $5,000 for the panel swap, man.
Right.
Then like a day or two out of power while the thing gets, it's insane.
It is.
Just to get the more efficient thing. Yeah. So I find that kind of, heat pump. It's wait a second.
We got to get
that
the
makes
infrastructure
sense. We
got to
get the, exactly. Yep. It's like, don't skip the fundamentals.
Yep.
Fundamentals in swimming, fundamentals in sports, whatever. You got to be able to do it before you can install the fun stuff, solar and all that good stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I that is a good point about thinking about
200 amp panels.
You have to integrate
baby.
A 200 amp. If they have an old panel, you don't have a 240 breaker. You don't have, I'm just trying to think through my head. I put my own heat pump hot water heater in,
mm-hmm.
and I might have run my own electrical line.
Don't tell the city.
We've pretty much done everything in our house.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, again, don't tell the city of Portland at all.
Anyway, but yeah, so it's like, that's an important point. That's one I think that is a good note from this meeting about heat pumps, is making sure it's right and how, just to be prepared for that part if you got a really old house.
Yeah, I think the thing is, too, though, it's worth noting that homeowners, we can't make the burden to electrify too great.
Right.
And that's on the homeowner to change their thinking. Like, oh, my God, I have to do this. Oh, my God, I have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you're not driving the same car that was built in 1970 that you are today.
Correct.
Right. Point. You're not using all of these other products that were ancient. What makes you think you're going to get from 1950 to 2020 something and not have to upgrade your plumbing, your electrical,
change something?
That,
yeah.
Right. So our industry being very technical and contractor coming up from the bottom, we aren't really good at communicating these little turn of phrases.
Honestly, it's just
people.
So boring as a homeowner to like spend several $1,000s on something you can't see. Like, I don't know.
I can
it's
talk
like
a homeowner
spending money
into
on
anything.
It's true.
Listen to that voice.
Silver tongue.
How
devil.
Do you think he got me?
I know.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Can you sing us something there, Jonathan?
Barry White. I got a song. He does an awesome Barry
Dang.
White.
Dang. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I got an awesome song that I wrote for the heat pump store. It's our jingle.
Right, let's hear it.
Do you really want to hear it?
Are you
it?
Kidding me?
Are you serious?
Yes.
You really want to hear it?
I need it.
Tell me how much you want
it. We need it. We need it, Mr.
Heat pump store. Heat pump store. It's not too late to heat with the heat pump. Heat pump store.
I threw a harmony at the end.
All right, that's
thank you. The harmony thank you.
That's
great.
Incredible. Thank you very much for that.
That changed my life.
Shout out to the heat pump store.
All right, let's just close it there. I mean, that's
we're done. You mean close the podcast forever? Or
no,
we're done.
We embarrassed ourselves. Yeah,
I'm melting out of my chair now. All right, how are you going to get to supply chain question after that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, I know.
No, that is a good question because I am curious. The heat pumps are really becoming a demand. I mean, like, there was an article we referenced that was in Germany with all the natural gas problems from the pipeline that mysteriously like stopped working.
Among other
amazing
wars Among that others. Are going on. They're having like a shortage. They cannot get supply. I mean, of these heat pumps and all these people need them and want them. There's no natural gas and they're trying to.
I think we have them here now.
Is it working?
We're
getting them.
Yeah, we did. So, gosh, guess it was about last year at this time was probably about the worst of it for us. To where we really just couldn't get anything. And we were constantly rescheduling everything. Like we were selling stuff that we
didn't have.
It's like the ripple effect from COVID.
Absolutely. Wow. Yes. And it was the whole thing of like, yes, they're out on a boat in Long Beach Harbor. Mm-hmm. You know, we were dealing with all that same stuff and couldn't get transported, couldn't get anything, materials, equipment. But that has really opened up for us. So we're not having those same issues any longer. Everything is quite a bit more expensive, which is not a surprise to anybody.
Well, we have the Inflation Reduction Act.
I know. Exactly. LOL.
LOL is right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's actually a good segue though into the question of what are you seeing with the Inflation Reduction Act? Because, you know, it's cool. I mean, right off the top, I mean, you put a heat pump in. Have you guys read through some? Have you seen a lot of people applying? I mean, it's $2,000.
Yeah. So we, of course, have been really trying to make sure we understand it and are on top of everything as it's unfolding, which is challenging. And it's awesome. It's super excited about it. I will say there's still so much that is getting worked out on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's been more, it's slowed down our business this first couple months of the year, as opposed to helping it, just as people are sorting through stuff. Because there are different components to it, right? There's the tax credit.
Yep.
And then there's the instant rebate that is
based
focused
on
middle and low income, which... will be administered by the states.
Yep.
And
but
that's
you can't
still,
get it just
you
yet.
You can't get it yet. We don't know how it's going to be distributed. Is it going to go through low-income weatherization programs?
Right.
Or is it going to be something where a homeowner could just get it themselves directly? You know, we don't know. And so
the thing, though, about it is, like, in Oregon, we had a tax credit for almost 10 years or so, I think it ran for. And once it got into the market and working, it worked amazingly. There's manufacturer data that compares our market here in Oregon with Washington.
Okay.
They had the same utility rebates going at the same time, you know, simultaneously, mm-hmm. like both markets had them. We had a tax credit in Oregon. They didn't have it in Washington. Mm-hmm. And our sales per capita here were at least were more than 2x what they were in Washington.
Wow.
So these tax credit programs really work. We'll get through this first few months of awkward kind of figuring out the details.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll run for 10 years.
Right.
This 25 tax credit.
Yeah.
So I think get ready. Hold on.
It's a tidal wave coming is how I feel about it. Right now, it's like we're getting the pieces in place. We're getting it sorted out. We're getting sorted out which equipment qualifies. And because it, you know, came out simultaneously with the new rating system, all of this equipment getting re-rated and recertified has
SEER 2, baby.
Exactly.
SEER 2. SEER 2.
That's made it
that's
really
a geeky
complicated
thing.
Yeah. For homeowners and contractors alike. And so we're now just feeling like, okay, we know exactly what we can install that will allow our customers to get these tax credits. So we literally just found out last week, got clarification on that, and can now, you know, for the heat pump store, we have sort of this backlog of customers that are like, okay, as soon as you guys know, let us know and we'll install. But they've been waiting just because, you know, who doesn't want $2,000?
So those requirements on the, so for, let's say that $2,000 tax credit inflation reduction that any homeowner could get, not income unrestricted.
Well, it's income unrestricted, but it's 30% of the cost of the job installation up to $2,000. So if you buy something that's, let's say, $5,000, you know, you have to do the 30% times that to see what
tax
credit.
You have to do math. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay.
But a lot of heat pumps admittedly cost enough that they will be able to take that full benefit. The interesting thing about this tax credit is that you can use it every year.
Correct.
Unlike tax credit programs that have been out in the past. So another reason why I think, you know, for Americans, our fellow Americans, our folks that want to electrify, this is a good
everybody.
Thing.
It's a very good thing.
It really is. And it's going to be a process over years. I mean, you could do your panel upgrade 1 year, right?
That's what
you
talk
heat
about
pump the next year. So I think it's going to be amazing.
So as consultants, that's the number one thing we do. We have an episode, actually, one of our podcasts where
I'm sure you've listened.
The plan of how you phase and use the tax credits and think about a multi-year strategy. So we go to your house, you got a 1910, no insulation in the attic, air barriers terrible, you got spiders and bugs coming in through the crawl space in the bottom, you got an oil burning furnace, man, you got a lot to do, right?
The first year, get a home energy audit from us.
Absolutely.
$150 off tax credit. Boom. All right.
Yep.
We give you a plan. Maybe you do a couple upgrades this year. Get up to that $1,200, maybe up to $2,000 if you got the cash. Next year,
and
boom, do it again.
Credits.
Yep.
Don't need the audit again, so you get that extra one. You
I'm
know
thinking
what I'm saying?
About this.
No, I do. And
the thing that's interesting about this process and what we sell too is the ductless heat pumps aren't one big system to rule the whole house's comfort.
Right.
We do it in parts, right? You can do
it
can
a little
be.
Bit here, and then if you love it, then you can do the bedrooms and the other comfort areas. So I hope your master plan takes into account
those kinds
of flexibility.
Reduce the load, then maybe.
I don't
want to
get too geeky in this episode.
Reduce the load.
Well,
baby.
And so we're all about reduce the load. I have to say, we had our house, we had the insulation blown
in. Yeah, we went through a whole full home performance.
We went through a whole thing, experience. And I was sort of like, oh, God, this is so boring. I don't want to do this. I don't want to spend money on this.
So funny.
And
you're the heat pump store lady.
I know, but it's like amazing. It's changed the way I feel about our house. It's like in the winter, there's a blanket on
You're
our
comfortable.
House. And I'm cozy.
Yep.
It's so amazing.
Yep.
And I never would have believed it if I hadn't had it done for myself.
It's amazing. You. Yeah, that's...
I'm sure you gave us a call before you got the insulation. Yeah. Thank you very much.
it was years and years and years ago.
2008.
Yep. All right, yep. I was entering high school.
Scary.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, I had a good question. I forgot.
Oh, one more quick thing, too, about the Inflation Reduction Act. The other piece of it with that tax credit is just... the idea that one of the qualifying factors being you have to pay taxes.
Oh, right. So, you have to have a tax liability.
I mean, you have to have a tax liability. Right. So, I mean, that's most people, but that has, we've passed tax programs that we've participated in. I mean, that is, you have to have that.
Kind of
you're
good
not
going
to get money if you're not paying.
If you're not paying. Yeah, I ran into that problem when I was doing solar and stuff. Some retirees
exactly.
that didn't have
anything. That's
like,
what
oh,
I'm
well,
talking
I
about.
It won't matter to me because...
Right.
Whatever, I'm paying full price.
Right.
Maybe my wife. Nope, yep. probably not. So. Yep.
And then the secondary homes as well.
Correct.
Being a thing. So
right.
that's all.
It's always complicated. There's always red tape.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
It does feel like a tidal wave. That's a really great
yes.
way because, like, we were sitting in this office when they're like, oh, we passed. It's like, dude.
It's coming.
Dude.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? 10 years of this? Imagine
yeah.
3 years in, people have caught on.
Exactly.
You know, like, so if
yeah.
we're thinking about it before people have even thought about it. This is ChatGPT level, you know?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT's
awesome. Stay away from it.
It's awesome.
Be dangerous. Careful what you wish for.
That's
it's
true.
Be crazy.
It wrote this outline for us.
that's funny.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would
yeah.
be funny.
Actually, yeah. this is pre-discovery of ChatGPT. So so I moved here 2020. I didn't realize what a dry
what a crazy
heat was.
Time.
It was a crazy time. Mm-hmm. I had no friends. I knew nobody. No one said hi to me in the park. Didn't make eye contact. Portland, nice.
totally.
Jesus. Okay. But it gets really hot in the summer. I didn't realize that. And you guys seen a boom in maybe past 5 years? I don't.
Oh,
who's to say
crazy.
That it's gotten so much hotter? But it's hot
no,
as hell
it
in the
has,
summer.
It
oh,
has.
Oh, you've been here your
hotter.
Whole life.
I've been here my whole life, and you know we did always have hot days in the summer, of course. But to have consistently hot temperatures over the
like
length of time
weeks.
That we do, you know, growing up, nobody had air conditioning here.
Nope.
Like,
yeah.
Nobody. And now it's one of those things where. Yeah, you're really, if you don't have air conditioning, you're really wishing you did.
Even
and
if you did, like I have some in the house, it's not
yeah.
your heat pump again.
Okay.
But it doesn't meet the load. It's like
yeah.
always 79,
yeah.
80 to
yeah.
83 degrees in my house. Like,
yeah.
Even when we started
no,
the business, like even when the business started out back in 2007, the majority of sales took place in those like lead up to the summer months, the peak of the summer months. And that's, industry that's typical for the entire industry, and it's because you know people can limp along in the Northwest and suffer through a little cold discomfort. And furnaces are kind of quick to repair. Everybody has a furnace.
Yeah.
So the thing about
or a wood stove
or a wood
or
stove or something,
some
they
just plug in one of those wonderful electric
yeah.
heaters that
or
just like cadets. Sucks
yeah.
all the energy.
Yeah.
When you're hot
right.
and you can't
yeah.
sleep.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's that finally kick you off of an act, kick you into action kind of thing.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we believe that another driver for sales of heat pumps is going to be this desire for air conditioning. And like there's just so much money coming into that, of both consumers just making that purchase themselves. But the city of Portland's Clean Energy Fund
yep.
is going to be mm-hmm. paying for people to have climate resiliency, mm-hmm. so, AKA air conditioning.
Just, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, the heat
oh,
dome
oh,
that
Lordy,
happened.
Thank you. You know, yeah. yeah.
Right. That so. Was a big driver. Actually, people got scared. You
yeah.
know?
It, no, it, the people, I remember in Europe 5 years ago, there's always a heat wave, but there was a big one in Europe, and
yeah.
I was like, man, they don't have AC up
no.
there. It's
yeah, and people die.
People
from,
seriously,
you know, vulnerable people die.
Yep.
So
it,
yeah.
they do. It's yeah. crazy.
What I like is that you guys focus on just heat pumps, and because I always say it's like, if you're going to replace your air conditioner, why would you not put a heat pump in?
Totally.
It's higher SEER, higher efficiency. It's going to heat as well. If you want to use your furnace, you can tie them in together through the duct system. As long as you do take the duct system, right?
Yeah.
But it's like heat pumps are the way to go. Like, yeah. Don't buy an AC. Remember we talked about this. Don't buy an air conditioner.
Buy a heat pump.
Yeah.
It's true.
Why makes would no you sense. Do that? I know.
And the prices are, I mean, I know prices have gone up, but really the estimates and stuff I've seen through HVAC contractors and I've worked with and stuff, it's really not that much more for a heat pump. I mean, maybe a little bit here and there. Now with the tax incentives, it's like, yeah, but look at the energy savings you have us over the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, you're going to put this 13 SEER, or 14 SEER maybe now.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not
14 and a half.
It's 14 and a half SEER 2.
SEER 2.
Oh, yeah. So SEER 2. Yeah. But then you're right. So, but it's like, but why when you can get a 20 something SEER heat pump that does both? And
well,
you know,
and to us, it does feel kind of criminal to sell ACs. It's like,
yeah,
you're kind of like, why are you doing that to people? Because nobody knows, nobody thinks about this stuff like you guys are and we are. And so it's something. Like, why wouldn't we share that information rather than sell them something that's not as good?
I'm going to talk to you. How many million listeners do you guys have?
80 million.
80 million. I'm going to say something to your 80 million
customers. Thank you. Please.
Say it in that voice.
Sultry. Listen. Damn.
You need to be comfortable. You can afford to be comfortable.
Yeah, I like this.
With but you got to get a heat pump to be comfortable. Dig.
I dig.
I'm digging. Jeez. I can't get that low.
I'm kind of creeped out, actually.
I'm talking to you, Sarah.
Talking to you.
This is our best episode yet.
This is the best.
Woo! All right. Let's do the last question.
Let's wrap it up.
We gotta get them out of here. We'll do our last question.
Turn them and burn them. We got more to come in there.
This is something because I'm a young person. You know, I'm a younger person. And I'm a big believer in like, just go get a career in something. And look, there's a huge demand for all these careers. Go do it. Mm-hmm. Like your grandpappy did it. Your daddy did it. It's your turn.
Grandpa.
Go on to work. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a big believer in that. Yes. Sometimes maybe my generation needs a hand-holding, a push, or this or that. What would you say to somebody younger than me, maybe your middle son's age or something? Yeah. Or look, you don't have a clear direction in your life. You know that I'm mechanically inclined, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I want to do something. I want to buy my truck. I want to have my tool. I want to have my things, but college wasn't for me. How do I get into this? Like, teach me. What do I do?
You're Let me scared. Hold your
hand. I'm scared. Yeah, You're please. Really I don't scared. Know how to. I don't. How do I pressure balance?
I can't. I want to buy the new PlayStation.
It's like, nah, bro. Your gaming's over. Gaming's post install. You know?
Sarah sits on the board of a cool organization that just started up in Portland.
Tell me more.
Yeah, and it's called Green Renewable Energy Efficient. Futures. Somehow it came out as green as an acronym. It's just starting up, and it's designed to be that entry place for someone coming out of maybe the military or coming out of high school or wherever, really. And it's pre-apprenticeship. So we're going to give you a great orientation to this industry. And it's specifically, it's ductless heat pumps for green today. And then we're going to place you with one of our cooperating contractors who will finish your training.
Love it.
And so you'll get a real on-the-job training curriculum. But it's not like it used to be where you'd have to just try to get a job at a contractor.
Right.
Now you're going to start off with a pre-apprenticeship multi-week training program to get you fully oriented and ready. And then you go to a contractor prepared.
Right.
And also knowing what your future is. Like, it's hard to do construction labor well into your 40s and 50s.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's a rare person that doesn't hurt themselves to the point where they can't really or shouldn't really do it anymore.
Correct.
So Green is doing this thing where they're preparing people mentally right from the start to say, this is your roadmap for your career.
Right.
And so get a retirement fund going right now. Like, think that way because...
And by 40, you're going to need to either become a technician or a salesperson or an administrator.
But now you've got all the experience and now you're the person that can help do that stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm just to let you know, I'm 48 and I can... I can still rally.
Really? Do you want to install heat pumps for
I'll
Sarah?
Do it. Let's
no.
do it.
Single day.
No, I was no, on my he's busy working with me. No.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway, I'm just kidding. But I
need him.
I think that's cool because one thing I would always say is that, you know, some people, we have this thing in our United States that we think everybody needs to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great because more education is power, right? Everybody yeah. should be educated as much as you possibly can. Do not disagree. But college isn't for everybody.
No.
Some kids are more right. technical. You know, they start Absolutely. Realizing that when they're 18, Hands they want to fix stuff. They want physical. To do things. And I have a couple friends who are advocates of trade schools and stuff and like trying to make sure that, because there's a stigma where they get yep. like they feel like it's like, oh, I went to a technical institute, but I didn't go to
a real
Harvard
college,
or a real right. college. It's like, no, it shouldn't be like that. Like, you know, well, everybody's got something to offer the world. People's talents are different.
Yeah.
You know, when I used to manage the bike shop, and I just told you I worked for REI for all those years, and I used to take people in kind of like you with a test, and I would, and they could say, well, everyone wants to work in the bike shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I put them in front of a bike and I'd say, just tell me how you would look at this process of fixing this derailleur's not shifting right, it's not working. And just from that,
yeah,
I could tell, like, okay, you're thinking like it's yep. somebody who has that ability. While someone else, I'm like,
yep,
no, I'm sorry, that's a wheel, that's not a handlebar. You know, so you know, it's a different yeah. But the point is that I think that we're hitting on something that's important for our community. Both locally and much larger, is that we don't always have to put this pressure on these on our younger people to go to a Harvey Lee, you know, Ivy League college.
Yep.
It's also not like, yep. you know, I went to college, I got my value back. It's excellent. Some people go and don't.
Yeah.
And so if you That's don't why I, sometimes like if you don't come from maybe a family that has money to just let you do that,
yeah.
then you have to be a little smarter and say, okay, well, I could invest $200,000 in education that I might yep. not use and it might not be for me, or
yep.
I could start making money right now.
That's exactly
right.
Are
you kidding me?
Because the reality is that not everybody does have that opportunity to go Correct. To college. Even, you know, right. it's just, it's very, very, very expensive. And there are a lot of super smart, super capable, super talented people that just want a different type of opportunity.
Yeah, and
you
and,
know, and
the
so
pay is pretty good.
Pay
I mean,
is very good.
It's getting better and better. And
overtime well, hours yeah, are pretty I mean, nice.
If you look at a retail position, for example, Ooh, or some type of, you know, service food industry, and we have a number of people that came from service industry as far as restaurants, food,
yep.
you know, and those people are awesome
Hard
because
yep.
they get customer service and they get having oh, to yeah. think you know think mm-hmm. fast, act fast, move fast, and it you know it's those there are a lot of those skills are transferable.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
awesome answer. I think that's our last question. See, in my notes I say conclusion, heat pumps are the way to go. And
Agreed.
Any last plugs Agreed. Or anything? Plug your con. We've said heat pump like a million freaking times.
And that's
times.
The name of your store.
Heat pump store. Give us a shout. We'd love to help you with your heating and cooling needs,
Remember.
No matter how large or small.
What you got, Barry
White? www.theheatpumpstore.com.
Very good. Can you say NWECB.com?
Yeah, well? Yeah. Where can you find us?
NWECB.com.
All right, I'm
Thanks,
gonna
everybody.
Take that clip and put it on all the rest of our
yeah well all right, but you gotta give him credit now. Crap,
I know. Man, there's all these
damn
like,
it
copyright rules.
Anyway, thank you.
Super
thanks,
fun
guys.
To have
you
guys
awesome.
Yeah,
happy
thanks
to be
for
here
having
yeah.
this was
thank
great.
You
thank you for
you.
Being one of our trusted partners and installing in my duplex.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Woo-hoo.
Take care y'all
here. It's not too late to heat with the heat pump store.
Unparalleled comfort. Revolutionary energy efficiency. To see if a ductless heat pump is right for your home, visit www.theheatpumpstore.com.